We are incredibly excited. We've spent probably 2 years, maybe even more, planning the new garden, working with our wonderful landscape designer, Kim Parrish, on the kind of design. We've had to go out and get funding for the design work for various other elements. We've crowdfunded. We've had events. We've worked with businesses. So much work has gone into this, and hours put into a funding application and then completely rewriting it recently. So we couldn't be happier that we have been given funding to completely redevelop the garden.
I mean, in a few sentences, just sum up what you're doing and who's this for?
So this is basically for anybody who is living in Newquay and for anybody who's visiting. So for those that know Crantock Street Community Garden, it's at the bottom of Crantock Street. When we took it over, it was being used as a car park. It's surrounded by Age UK, by the WI, by Salvation Army. So the people there use the space. Lots of residents use the space. We have wonderful events that we hold there to bring people together and tackle loneliness and isolation, all those sorts of things. But actually, the piece of land now, it's incredibly tired. It's uneven. The stones on the ground are broken. We're fighting weeds more than we're able to do anything else. So the idea is to completely redo the area, basically rip it up, keep some, maintain some of the fundamental elements of the garden, some of the history around it being the old fire station, some of the colours, lots of the things in there will be retained. But effectively, the plan is to re-level the garden, to put wonderful new flooring on there, to have amazing new plants, which we'll be funding. So there's just so many exciting things going to be happening. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a while. There'll be some disruption to the space itself. But yeah, very, very excited to see this happening finally.
I cannot wait to see the finished result. And Kim's amazing because she did the roundabout at the sort of top of, well, Tregunnell Hill, Mount Myers, didn't she? And that looks amazing.
Doesn't it? And it takes a while, and our plans, the funding that applications that we put together, we've put in a bit of slightly more mature plans. So when that was first put together, there was a little bit of consternation locally from people saying it doesn't look, particularly exciting. But actually, they had the funding to plant very small plants, and they've grown now, and it looks absolutely wonderful. And she's done other areas in town as well. So once this, once this all comes together, we've got the funding. We're going to be going out to ask people to donate money for various plants. We've got amazing planting plans. So once we've got all that together, it's just going to look a wonderful space.
Oh, I can't wait for next year's, big lunch and get everyone together down there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure that it will be done by then. So as soon as it is all done, we'll be holding a massive event, and then it's going to be the space is just going to be so wonderful for so many events, and we're going to, obviously offer it out to other community groups that want to use it. It'll be used by so many more people because it's a safer environment. We're going to have a barrier against the between the garden itself and the pavement and the road, which doesn't really exist at the moment. So it'll be really safe for kids to run around in. It's going to be even so that people can have buggies and wheelchairs and all sorts at the moment, which is a little bit more challenging given the state of the ground there.